Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 20th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And we are joined right now for a final time by our series of the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition contestants. We're wrapping it up here with some great young ladies. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves so they can put a voice to the name and we can ask you some hard, very hard, difficult questions. No, we're going to have some fun. We'll ask you some fun questions, so we'll get to this. If you don't mind, I will start with you, Kylie.
Hi, my name is Kylie.
Thank you for being here, Kylie. Appreciate it. You can say your first and last name if you want.
Oh, Kylie Michaels.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for being here, Kylie.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Mandreski.
Good to meet you, Caitlin. See you again. Thanks for being here.
I'm Reese Cook.
Good to see you again, Reese. Thanks for being here.
And I'm Ava Lowersdorf.
Ava, thank you for being here. Appreciate the time from all of you. I know how hard it is to leave school and hang out with me for a half an hour. It's difficult. I know. You guys are doing the hard work. Appreciate it. I want to get right into the competition, and we'll give people details before we wrap up of how you can get tickets and take this in and support these great young ladies. First, let's talk about the phases of the competition. This is going to involve a private interview, fitness and activewear, talent, evening gown, and on-stage questions. So let's get right into that first part of things. Can you tell us about your talent? What is it? How long have you done it? And what are the most exciting parts of it? And we'll just go down the line here, so I'll start with you, Kylie.
My talent is a monologue. It's called Phone Calls, and it's...
It's a good... you said it's a monologue?
Yes, it's a monologue. I've been doing theater for a while now, mm-hmm. since third grade. Mm. So that would be 5 years now.
Yeah.
And basically, it's about this girl who's talking about, she's like ranting about guys that she finds annoying and like frustrating when they don't call her right away. And then she goes and does the exact same thing when she's like...
Yeah. See, I will say this. I'm an actor myself, so I love that you're doing this. I love that you're doing a monologue. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a good one to choose. It sounds like a good topical one, one that I'm sure that you and your friends can relate to a degree. So that's a nice choice. Nicely done, Kylie. All right. How about you?
I am doing a tap dance to Little Party Never Killed Nobody.
Mm.
And I've been doing dancing for 10 years.
So this is something that you've enjoyed for a long time.
Yeah.
Is there something about you? Are you doing anything with your routine that's kind of pushing you out of your comfort zone a little bit, or kind of leaning into the things that you feel comfortable with?
This will be my first solo, so I'm obviously a little nervous because I haven't been on stage alone before.
Good on you for doing that, though. Even more reason why I asked, because I kind of had a feeling that that might be the direction you're going. Good on you for doing that. Well
Thank
done.
You.
And if you wouldn't mind answering.
I'm doing a vocal performance to Live Your Story. I've been singing for all my life.
Love singing. Yeah, enjoy singing. So was this an easy decision for you to make as far as what talent to sing? What to do for the talent?
Yeah, I love singing, and I was just, hey, I got to do this.
Right on. And I'm not jealous at all because I can't sing. I'm not jealous at all. That's really cool. That's very cool. And if you wouldn't mind wrapping things up, Ava.
I am doing a tap piece to Go Get It by Sepalot, and I've been doing dance for 9-ish years now, and I'm very excited about doing a solo because it's my first time dancing alone.
Ooh, very cool. And again, good on all of you for standing up there and doing these things. I was about your age when I first started getting on stage, and I promise you it'll benefit you the rest of your lives. No matter what you do, these experiences are going to help you feel that. You're going to have jobs and things in life where you're going to have to talk in front of people. You're going to have to do things. Okay, even if you're walking up to somebody you think is cute and you want to talk to them, like, it helps. It really does. It helps build the confidence in these things. So good on each one of you for doing this. Can you share what you've gained so far from being involved with this program, whether it's your first year or second year? What has really impacted you? And Kylie, I'll start with you.
Well, this is my first year, and I think something that has already helped me with is public speaking and interviews, because I'll be the first to admit that I am not the quickest on my feet thinker, and I feel like this is helping a lot with that.
Hmm. You know, it may surprise you a little bit, or maybe not, if you've listened to me on the air before. I didn't start out like this. I started in this industry about 22 years ago. I had no radio background. I didn't have any experience or any schooling in this industry. And every time I turn this microphone on, even when I'm recording like this, I am nervous. I guarantee I'm the most nervous person in this room. I guarantee you. It's one of those things that you learn over the repetition and doing things more and more and more. You just get kind of find a comfort level with. And I promise you'll get there. You will.
For sure.
How about for you, Reed?
I would say friendship, because most of these girls I never knew existed before this. So I gained so much friendship, and everyone's like, it's not like, oh, I'm going against you, kind of mean. Mm-hmm. It's very like nice and friendship, willing to help each other.
Yeah, I have to say the camaraderie that I see. I've been doing these interviews for a couple of years now, and it blows me away every time the support that you guys show for each other, the family kind of feeling that you get from it. I come from a sports background, and while there can be some support in sports, it's also pretty darn competitive, and it's great to see that. And I have to note something. My mother, who I was raised by a hippie feminist, I learned about women's rights before my own. my mother listens to these interviews over the years, and recently, she said something to me that I thought was really noteworthy about we don't have enough opportunities in society for women supporting women. And it's so cool to see that. And this wasn't something that I imagine your guys have somebody, you know, an adult tell you, hey, support women. You know, you guys are just doing it. You're just naturally doing that. That's such a beautiful, cool thing to see. And I think it's something us as adults can learn from. So I appreciate that and appreciate the answers there. For yourself, what have you learned from?
Yeah, like one of the 4 points on the crown is also sisterhood. Hmm. So that is really good. And I've also learned how to do stage makeup.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Yes. Well, that could probably come in handy quite a bit, I imagine. Yeah, that's a good skill to have there, too. And wrapping up,
yes, Ava. I have gained a lot of confidence in myself, and I've also learned a lot of sisterhood, and it's really nice to get to know these girls. They're really nice.
As a side note, do you guys agree with that? Do you think that there are enough opportunities out there for women to support women? Do you see that? Because I'm curious. I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, I'm mansplaining this stuff. Like, you guys know this better than I do. Do you see that? Okay.
I feel like it's not these opportunities. They aren't the sort of thing where, like, hey, here's an opportunity for you, a woman, to support other women. They don't say that. You just kind of know it yourself, and you just search for that opportunity anywhere you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else on that? Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you, Kelly. Nice. Well said. Very well said. So let's go ahead and dive into our next question. Can you tell us your community service initiative? What are you advocating for? And Kylie, you just keep putting put on the spot here. The first one. And your fourth one. But yeah, what is your initiative, Kelly?
My initiative is All for Love, Love for All. And it's basically about trying to accept the queer community and have just give them like a safe space and mm-hmm. try to get as much acceptance as possible.
Yeah. It's something that your guys' generation is doing on so many levels, so much better than mine and other ones did. I like a lot of generations, mine, we felt like we were the most woke generation. Nobody's going to be more woke than us. And more. And it turns out, no, not at all. No, we had a lot of work to do. And you guys are really solidifying this and making this better for future generations. It's a shame that it has to be put on your shoulders, but you guys are doing the work that needs to be done when it comes to supporting every color under that rainbow and every person, whether you are on the rainbow or not, whether you are, whether you're rich or poor or anything. I feel like your generation is the one that's getting this right. And as far as being truly all are welcome, where we should have been for decades now, I think that if you're looking ahead, we're going to be closer to that than we've ever been, major part because of your generation and things like that and initiatives like that. Reese, how about you? I'm sorry. I knew it was. I told you I was going to do it. Yours, please.
mine is be the voice of the voiceless, speaking out against animal abuse. So I'm going to be talking about like the signs of animal abuse and how to stop it. Because unfortunately, there are way too many animals getting abused each day. Even the ones you don't typically think of, like a horse or a cow. You usually think of like your cats and dogs. But like bringing awareness to all those animals that like this unfortunately happens way too much.
Yeah. There. One of the things I like about these initiatives is oftentimes you guys choose things that are kind of a gray area or an area that just kind of gets looked over in society. Another end of it is speaking for those that can't speak. And what we do for our animals is gigantically important in our the future of our world. Like what we're talking about with equal rights in these things, that's very vital and very important. When we're talking about animals, we're talking about the food chain. It's a food chain. It's not a pyramid. It's not we're on the top of the pyramid or something. Yeah. It's a chain. And if one link comes out of that, the whole thing gets mucked up. It's important the way we treat animals on many levels. And it's nice to hear. That's a good one. Yeah. Rodriguez. No, I'm joking. Since I'm going to get the names wrong, I'm just going to go all the way out there and just make them really wrong, if you wouldn't mind.
Mine is Take Action for Tomorrow's Health. It's against using tobacco and vaping as a student.
Another one of those topics that I think from my generation didn't have to deal with. But for you guys, this is a big one. And getting the information out there and covering this and talking about it is only going to help more and more people. And it's, again, one of these things that I kind of wish didn't fall on your guys' shoulders. But here we are, and here you are stepping up and doing a great job covering these things. That's cool. That's good to hear. And Ava, I get your name right. It's the end ones I've got down, apparently. Ava, what was yours?
Mine is Fire Safety, the Pound and Plan. And I'm trying to help families create a fire safety plan so they would be more safe when a fire occurs.
Mm-hmm. Again, one of these things that it feels like, well, we covered that, right? We got fire safe. Oh, wait, we didn't cover that? We don't have that? It feels like one of those ones that gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. My family some years back went through a horrible fire and took away a lot of the things that we had. And had we had a plan, which we had a loose plan, but not a real good plan, I think that things might have been a little bit different. I think that's a really good one to hit on, especially what you talk about. All these subjects hit us all and hit our hearts. There's certain ones that really apply to everyday life and that can be applied to it. And I think that one is a key one when it comes to that. That's a good one to cover. Nice. We are speaking with Caitlin, Ava, Reese, and Kylie, and we are talking a little bit about the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Program organization that is going on. I want to get into a couple of more, including ones, because while I like to get to know you guys, one of the things that I like to use this segment for is also encouraging other young ladies to be a part of this pageant in the future. So I'm curious, why did you choose to compete? Why did you choose to do something that involved you having to put up with me for a half an hour? Why would you do that to yourself? No, but Kylie, what made you want to be a part of this?
Well, dealing with you is awful, and I don't know.
See, I told you you're going to be fine at this. Nice job.
But seriously, I've always been, interested in, being on stage because I'm an attention seeker. My friend was going to do it. She didn't end up doing it because she was too busy, but so she was pretty much being that person who is like, Kylie, here are all the reasons why you have to do this. Mm-hmm. And I was really looking forward to the whole talent idea, and I thought it, and I also really liked the, I guess I just liked how many phases of the competition there were, and I liked that it wasn't based on beauty at all, because that's always been something that I feel like it's not really fair to have a competition based on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. And Caitlin.
I wanted to do it because I liked how you got an interview, because in real life you're going to need to do an interview for a job. So it was good practice. And then I like the idea of going on stage, doing my talent, getting to show that.
Yeah, yeah.
I also like the fact that you do get scholarships for this. Everyone is guaranteed a $150 scholarship. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to start young, saving up for college, since it's expensive.
Yeah. It's easily my favorite part of the competition. While I love building your guys' confidence and supporting young people and everything, the scholarship part of this is so vital and such a cool part of this program. So I'm glad you noted that. Thank you. Reese.
It's a great opportunity and scholarship money.
Yeah, yeah. Well said, well said. And Ava?
I have been a pageant princess for a very long time. And I looked up to those, Miss Teens and stuff. And so when I got to age, I was like, I want to be that person that little kids look forward to.
And I appreciate you taking that on. It's not always something that we think about, but even at your age, at your young age, there are young eyes looking up to you. There are young eyes watching what you guys do. And it's, while it's not on you to handle yourself a certain way in society or around these people or anything, it is noteworthy when you guys pick up on those things. When even at your age, you notice that and you know, oh, man, there are kids in grade school. There are young kids looking up to these things and watching this. So it goes a long way. And especially when you have the insight at your age, Ava, to see that you saw this at a young age. That goes a long way. That's very cool. What are you most looking forward to about the competition? Kylie?
The talent part is really exciting for me. I think it's really cool that we get to, that there are so many different types of talents that people are doing, and it's pretty varied. There's, and it's very like unique to the specific person, and it just kind of shows part of who you are.
Caitlin?
I'm looking forward to the talent because I love dance. I love being on stage and performing, but also like the evening gown part, because it's not very often that you get to put on a really pretty dress and like do your hair and makeup and like get to go walk on stage and feel like a princess. So
tell me about it. That's a good answer. Reese?
I'm excited for all of it, but most of all the backstage stuff that happens, because we're going to be laughing and having fun the whole day.
You know, it's interesting how much I've maybe not heard that specific answer, but something along those lines of that so many of you guys are looking for, while you're looking forward to being on stage, being able to do your talent out there. So much of what I hear is just hanging out with each other, just being able to be around each other, and especially the backstage part. That's very cool. Very cool. Ava, how about you?
Yes, mine's talent like Kylie's, because I just, there's a lot of talent out there, and I just can't wait to see all it.
See, that's another fun part of this, too, getting to be kind of a fan, getting to be kind of like just an audience member. But unlike the audience, you guys got a really good seat. Audience is going to have, there's no bad seats in the auditorium here where you guys are going to be performing. But you have one of the best seats in the house, getting to not only support your friends and support the others out there on that stage, but you're getting a really good view of it. That's nice. That's cool. I'm curious, before we wrap up and get into the details of the event and how people can take it in, I'd like to know, and Ava, you touched on this a little bit, if a young person came up to you and said that they were thinking about doing this, what would you tell them? What would you say to that young person? And Kylie, I'll start with you.
I would probably tell them that that is an awesome opportunity and they should totally go for it, and that I haven't come across anything negative during this whole process, and I think that's really great that they're interested in it.
Amen. And Caitlin?
I would say just do it, because there's so much help along the way. Like our dresses, you don't need to buy a dress. We have a pageant closet we can get all our dresses from. We have host moms. I happen to get a really nice and lucky one. So they will help walk you through everything you need to do with your paperwork, everything like that, and you get to make lifelong friends. Like all the friends I've made here, we're gonna all stay in contact no matter who wins. And it's, we don't look at each other like she could take my spot or whatever. It's that's my friend, and everyone wants each other to succeed. No one wants to see each other fail.
It's a beautiful thing to be able to see, and it's so genuine. For the audience out there that can't see you guys and see the passion in your eyes when you talk about these things, it's really there. It's very genuine, and it's such a cool thing to see. And I really appreciate you touching on that part of things, Caitlin, the first part of your answer. Because I think when I've talked to parents, not so much kids about this, because I'm an old man, but when I've talked to parents about this, one of the fears is, well, we don't have enough. We don't make enough, or we're not rich enough, or something to be able to be a part of these things. And that's not the case. That you know, no matter who you are, whatever your income or your parents' income, I should say, we encourage you to give this a try and put yourself out there and be a part of these things. I think for a lot of people, when you think pageant, you think like Miss USA or something like that, some large level thing. That's, while this is a performance and you guys do an amazing job with it, it's not to that level that you have to have some expectation of, I have to have a $1 billion dress on or something like that. Like, you just show up, just get down there and we'll take care of the rest. And appreciate that answer. Thank you for that, Caitlin. Reese, how about you?
I would say, you go, girl. It's an amazing opportunity, and there are so many things that are positive about this.
Yeah, right on, right on. Good answer. Ava?
My sister is a pageant princess, so when she's older and she comes to me and she's like, should I do this? And I will say, yes, there's so many great opportunities and so many people are supporting you on it, and it's just great sisterhood.
Right on, right on. Great answers, you guys. Very well done. Before we get too far, I do want to mention a big shout out to the host moms out there, and certainly your parents out, and the people that help you get to these practices and all that. Greatly appreciate everybody that is a part of this event and helping this event go on year after year. Speaking of the event, it is going on Saturday, October 28th, this weekend, coming up at 6. No, not this weekend. I'm sorry. Next week. Wait, I just freaked you out, didn't I? Yeah. I apologize. I did not mean to do that. Saturday, October 28th at 6 at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Now, this is also something that you guys can, that if you can't make the Saturday show, you could take in the Friday rehearsal. Next Friday, Friday night dress rehearsal that is open to the public. Tickets for that are $15. Tickets for the main show on Saturday are $20. No tickets are being sold online for the rehearsal night. You'll have to get those right at the front desk that day. Otherwise, if you want to make sure to get your tickets for that Saturday show, MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Otherwise, you can get them again right at the front desk at the competition. Encourage everybody that can to take in this event. Not only are you going to be seeing some of the future of this area and how they're growing and being, but you get a chance to support these kids, and any opportunity that we have to support and build your confidence, we want to take it. As we're wrapping up, maybe the most difficult thing I'm going to ask of you, I want you to say hi to your parents or whoever you'd like. Go on ahead out there and just shout out to whoever you'd like. If you'd like to. You don't have to, but if you'd like to. Would you like to go, Caitlin? Would you like to?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And hi, Miss Sue. You're the best host, Mom.
Nice, nice. Reese?
I would like to say hi to my parents and all my besties.
Yeah. Nice. Nicely done. Yeah.
I would like to say hi to my mom and my grandparents.
Very well done. Very well done. As we are wrapping up, I, again, just wanted to not only thank you guys for putting up with me for a half an hour and hanging out with me and everything, but I wanted to wish you well, not just with this competition, but wherever you go, whatever you do in life. I promise you that these moments, that this time, that whether it's putting up with me or it is being on that stage, is going to benefit you going forward. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't tell you anything otherwise. So I really am proud of you guys and what you're doing here. Go out there. Have a great time. Enjoy yourselves. And maybe we'll see you again next year, or we'll see you down the line, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Again, encourage you to get tickets and find out more. Everybody, support these kids. Go to MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Get tickets for this show. Again, there will be the Friday night dress rehearsal next Friday that you can show up to and get tickets right there at the front desk. They're $15. And if you want to take in the Saturday show, that's $20, and they can be purchased at MissWisconsinRapids.org. We will be out of here on now, but we'll be back next week with more Midday Magazine for you on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.